With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
At the tone, the time will be exactly...
Time for the Mo Kelly Show.
Set it off, Mr. Mo Kelly.
Mo Kelly.
Show.
Turn it up, it is. Mo Kelly.
Here we go again.
Mo Kelly.
Show.
Turn it up, it is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Mo Kelly.
Mr. Mo Kelly here, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, and nobody should be surprised. And I doubt anybody is surprised, at least in terms of the end result. Donald Trump, the former president, was acquitted earlier today, as you've heard, on the one count of impeachment of inciting an insurrection. 7 Republicans did cross the aisle to vote to convict, but the Dems needed another 10 on top of that. And I don't know if anybody won anything today. And don't confuse liking the result because you like Donald Trump, or liking that 7 Republicans voted to convict, or a majority of the Senate voted to convict, is any sort of win. I mean, America lost today, I think. But here's what this trial will likely lead to. Where do we go from here? The presentation of video evidence was a primer for every subsequent criminal trial and civil litigation, which inevitably comes from this. Officers and officers' families will be suing. And don't even be surprised if members of Congress even sue, because they're witnesses and victims in all this. Mitch McConnell made it clear, be it insincere or not, that there may be criminal jeopardy in the future. And I don't think the Biden administration will be the driving force, but when people die, there's always a desire for people to be held criminally responsible and liable in a civic sense. I say all that to say this. You will see cases in the future which copy the House manager's presentation and use the exact same evidence, the same videos in the exact same way. There's no need to reinvent the wheel, as they say. Now, whether Donald Trump runs again in 2024, that's anybody's guess. There's a lot of life and now litigation between now and then. We don't even know what Trump's health will be like in 3 years, much less 3 months from now. Because here's the truth. It's impossible to predict presidential politics 4 years out. Let me review. If I told you in 2013, right after Barack Obama was inaugurated the second time, that Donald Trump would be president in 2017, nobody would have believed me, including Republicans. If I told you right after Donald Trump was inaugurated in 2017 that Joe Biden would be president in 2021, nobody would have believed me, including Democrats and especially Republicans. Did you catch this? Wall Street Journal reported today that New York prosecutors are investigating financial dealings around some of Donald Trump's signature Manhattan properties, which is an expansion of already existing probes. That didn't come from CNN. That was the Wall Street Journal, Murdoch owned. There's a Georgia criminal probe into Trump's post-election actions to get the state results overturned. And today it was reported that it also includes Lindsey Graham in that investigation. My point is this. Supporters of the former president may be pleased at the result today, but there was never any doubt of that. That's like, I don't know why you would be celebrating. That's like celebrating kissing your sister on the cheek on Valentine's Day. That's not a win, guys. That's not a win. And there wasn't any jeopardy attached with impeachment. These other investigations are both criminal and civil in nature, with both jeopardy and liability implications. And those investigations won't have cozy political allies on the grand juries or court juries. We don't have to worry about jurors meeting with the defense lawyers in plain view during the case like we did with impeachment. It gets more difficult from here, not easier in nature. And mentioning Mitch McConnell, here's some of that very insincere moral outrage of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today.
American citizens attacked their own government. They used terrorism to try to stop a specific piece of domestic business they did not like. Fellow Americans beat and bloodied our own police. They stormed the Senate floor. They tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House. They built a gallows and chanted about murdering the Vice President. They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election. Former President Trump's actions preceded the riot were a disgraceful, disgraceful duty. The House accused the former president of, quote, incitement. That is a specific term from the criminal law. Let me just put that aside for a moment and reiterate something I said weeks ago. There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. And having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the largest megaphone on planet Earth. The issue is not only on January 6th. It is not just his endorsement of remarks in which an associate urged, quote, trial by combat. It was also the entire manufactured atmosphere of looming catastrophe, the increasingly wild myths, about a reverse landslide election that was somehow being stolen, some secret coup by our now president. Now, I defended the president's right to bring any complaints to our legal system. The legal system spoke. The Electoral College spoke. As I stood up and said clearly at that time, the election was settled. It was over. But that just really opened a new chapter of even wilder, and more unfounded claims. The leader of the free world cannot spend weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country and then feign surprise when people believe him and do reckless things.
Well, clearly he can, Mitch. Clearly he can. That was House Impeachment Manager Mitch McConnell. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He sounded like a House Impeachment Manager for a moment. But McConnell, despite his performance there, he voted to acquit on some sort of technicality, but not the merits. I don't know how he mentally parses that. I'll leave that to you. But his words were accurate. Insincere, but accurate. If he was sincere, he would have voted to convict, but he didn't. And here's the reality about the future. This will happen again. I'm not talking about the impeachment. I'm talking about the things which led to the impeachment. It doesn't matter if law enforcement die or members of government are taken hostage or assassinated, heaven forbid, game on. This, as in the Capitol riot, will happen again in some form. Count on it, and we will have earned it. Because if you're the one instigating it and you know that the opposition party doesn't have a supermajority, you'll be fine. You got nothing to worry about. Recall update when we come back. This is the Mo Kelly Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now Danny Max has the news.
The Senate has acquitted former President Trump on the charge of inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol. More than 1.5 million signatures have been collected to possibly recall.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640, Mr. Mo Kelly here. I don't know if Governor Gavin Newsom is using that as his anti-recall campaign song. Can't turn me away because you know you want me to stay. I don't know if he's using it or not, but I would suggest that he does. Governor Gavin Newsom, you may remember when he won election in 2018. I think he won by 62% of the vote. 62%. That is ungodly. That is unreal. That is ridiculous. And you would think, how could someone with 62% of the vote be in a position 2.5 years later to be recalled? Well, he's there now as the recall Newsom campaign effort has over 1.5 million signatures, the minimum needed to get this recall effort on the ballot. Now, Randy Economy, who you heard on this program, senior advisor to the recall Gavin Newsom effort, he said that he wanted to get up to about 1.9 million because we all know when you have these signatures, some of them in during the validation and verification process, some will probably fall out. So they want to give them some breathing room. I think at this point, it's a foregone conclusion. It's a fait accompli that this recall election is going to happen. And assuming it qualifies, the special election would include two items: a yes-no vote on whether to recall Newsom and a gubernatorial ballot to pick his replacement if the recall passes. So voters would have some idea of the possible alternatives. So it's a two-part offer: yes-no on Gavin Newsom, and then also you're basically selecting who's going to be in the competition for the actual election for the replacement, if there's going to be a replacement. Possible candidates include former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, a Republican who has said he'll challenge Newsom in next year's regular election if the recall fails. And there's a Democrat venture capitalist who I can't pronounce the name of, but I mention him if only because there will be people in both parties who are trying to replace Gavin Newsom. I don't necessarily know how the state party representatives, well, actually, I do know. I know that they don't want anyone trying to pile on here and make it more difficult for Gavin Newsom to remain as governor. Just because he gets recalled doesn't mean he doesn't end up back in the governor's mansion after the fact. It just means that they'll have a second bite at the apple. And if you've listened to this program, and oh, in the interest of full disclosure, we have put in some requests to the governor's office to have him come on this program. I can't say that he will. All I can say is we have asked. And I talk about this within the confines of the larger discussion of COVID-19. I would say, and I think most people would say, Tuala, correct me if you're wrong, that much of this is being buoyed and pushed along by his response to COVID-19. Whether you agree with it, disagree with it, I think the pressure is coming specifically from his response to COVID-19, not homelessness, as people thought it was going to be coming in to his time as governor, but specifically COVID-19 and getting caught having that going to that birthday party during the pandemic while telling everyone else, hey, stay inside. That did not help him. I think if anything, ushered this along. So where it goes from here, it's going to be on the ballot. I think it's safe to say it's going to be on the ballot. Whether he's going to actually be recalled at the end of it all, I don't know, because 62% is a high bar. If he even loses 10 to 15%, he's still within that margin where he could still win and win out this recall. And I, and Tuala, this is something I think people have not given enough consideration to. Do you want Gavin Newsom out no matter what? Do you want someone else, or do you want specifically a Republican in? Because California is a blue state. And just because you get rid of Gavin Newsom per se, it doesn't mean that you can get a Republican in there. You know what I mean? I mean,
especially,
and I know people will,
this guy from San Diego, especially not him.
And I know people will point to, well, we recall Gray Davis and we got in there Schwarzenegger. It's not the same. It's a different time, and I would say an almost different state in a political sense. Back then, you had a reliably red Orange County. You don't have that anymore. The electorate has changed. The demographics of the state have changed tremendously. And even though Gavin Newsom is more vulnerable than ever before, it doesn't mean that you'll likely have a Republican replace him. That's all I'm saying. But I do say that he's vulnerable.
Isn't this going to take away from every effort moving forward with dealing with COVID? Because come mid-March, he's going to have to start, you know, putting his attention on this recall effort and all that. That's like, you're really, this is not the time for this. This is just as ridiculous as the impeachment.
But see, the thing is, the people who want Gavin Newsom out, by and large, and I'm going to have to generalize here, are not of the opinion that COVID needs to be dealt with.
Can we
make that admission? The people who are protesting in the streets about, open up the businesses are some of the same people who are saying, I'm not wearing a mask. Why do I have to wear a mask? Why can't I eat indoors? I don't think they even conflate the two issues.
Yeah.
I don't think they're even worried about a vaccine rollout. I'm just guessing. I don't have any data to support that. I'm just saying the concentric circles probably don't meet there. Okay. We're not going to do a Venn diagram and all of a sudden see the people who are concerned about COVID by and large are the same people who are pushing the effort to get rid of Gavin Newsom. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. Gina Carano, when we come back, and this story is perfect for the Mo Kelly Show because we know it better than anyone else. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now, Danny Max has the news.
Well, as you just heard Mo and Tuala talk, more than 1.5 million signatures have been collected to possibly recall.
Mr. Mo Kelly here, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And if you've listened to the Mo Kelly Show, we know all things about The Mandalorian and the larger Star Wars universe and the characters and storylines which undergird it. I say that only as an introduction to Gina Carano and the story, which was one of the biggest stories in America this week. She was one of the supporting actors on The Mandalorian for the first two seasons. They're getting ready to start filming season three. And in the first two seasons, I don't know, she was in maybe five episodes. I don't even know if that's correct, but she was not a major supporting character. She had a story arc, which began in the first season, and then they resumed it in the second season. But she did have a following to a certain degree. And if you did not know her from The Mandalorian, you may have known her from her time as an MMA practitioner. So people know about her in various ways, but she wasn't, with all due respect, a great mixed martial artist, and she wasn't a great actress, and she wasn't a star on The Mandalorian. If we can concede all that, now we can start talking about what happened in the past week. Gina Carano was fired by Lucasfilm, the parent company, from The Mandalorian, and made it very clear that she will not be in any future Lucasfilm properties or series or what have you. People who politically and ideologically agree with Gina Carano, and she is a professed Donald Trump supporter, Republican, MAGA crowd. She said that publicly. People who are politically in alignment with her, to a large degree, have made the argument that it was cancel culture which got her fired. They are saying that, and she was known to make political minded posts on her Twitter and Instagram saying MAGA and that kind of thing, and she was a Republican, that was what got her fired. That is factually untrue. And I want to take some time to explain some of the behind the scenes and workings of the Disney machine. And I say the Disney machine because that includes ABC, that includes Hulu, that includes ESPN and a number of other properties. But if there was any connective tissue between all those properties, and they purchased Disney purchased I think it was like 1996 that Disney purchased ESPN. And I want to go back then because that was when there was a marked change as far as how its talent would be allowed to talk about certain issues, or they were encouraged or discouraged. And this actually goes back to when Rush Limbaugh, when he did some things for ESPN, he was doing some football commentary and he made those really horrible remarks about black quarterbacks, and Donovan McNabb back in 1996 and ESPN fired Rush Limbaugh. That was the beginning of this arc in which people felt that conservatives were being silenced in media, when in actuality, Disney has always had a problem with people getting loose either on social media or on their various platforms and making these broad sweeping political statements, which also, and here's the key, which also slander groups of people. Say it with me, which also slanders groups of people. In other words, you can look at someone like Don Cheadle. You can look at someone like Mark Hamill within the Star Wars Disney World universe. And yes, Mark Ruffalo, they're actively political. You know their political leanings, but they don't slander groups of people. They don't bring groups of people into their remarks. It's not about because they're left and Gina Carano's right that she got fired. That's just not the case. Gina Carano was fine. She even got support from Carl Weathers, another co-star on The Mandalorian. You've heard him on this program. He offered his public support for Gina Carano. She, from the people that I talked to, was not on the verge of being fired just because she was saying MAGA on Twitter, or said that she was a Trump supporter, or said that conservatives were being mistreated. She got fired when she wanted to wrap the Holocaust into her political analysis. And it doesn't matter whether you happen to agree with it or not. Hopefully you don't. Hopefully you don't. Let me be clear. That's when she got herself fired. And arguably she might have been fired before that when she wanted to mock my read of it, when she was trying to mock trans people and the use of various pronouns on social media, when the star of The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal, his sister, just came out as trans. All these things put together meant that Gina Carano's ass had to go. And it wasn't because she was right-leaning or conservative or cancel culture. It's about someone who works in this media environment, which is me included. Number one, you can always get fired by what you post on social media. If you don't think that, then obviously you've never worked for a media company. Okay. Anything which you do, and we all sign these contracts, all of us, and they all have a similar clause, which says if we do anything, it could be in our private life, it could be in our public life, which brings infamy or shame to our employer, that's grounds for dismissal. Point blank. Period.
I want you to make sure that you're very clear and explain it to everyone. This is also not an infringement on her what? Freedom
First
of speech.
Amendment rights.
We keep seeing that, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Freedom of
speech. She's now free to go on Parler and wherever else she wants to and post this all she wants.
She
just won't be doing it with Disney.
Freedom of speech only guarantees you avoiding prosecution by the federal government or law enforcement for your views. It doesn't mean that you will avoid getting your ass fired. It doesn't mean that you won't be persecuted. It doesn't mean that you won't be ostracized. It doesn't mean that you won't be criticized. It doesn't mean that you won't be ridiculed. It doesn't mean that you won't be struggling to find a job after that. You're not canceled. It just means that you can't work for the House of the Mouse. You can't work for Mickey because they don't want to be associated with that type of controversy. And that extends to their other properties, like I mentioned, like ESPN, like ABC. And what was really funny was for a while it was trending, hashtag cancel Disney Plus. That's why I set up her level of unimportance to not only the series, but to Disney writ large. Gina Carano can be replaced in a heartbeat within the Disney universe. How do I know? Because they replaced Terrence Howard with Don Cheadle. And Terrence Howard made at least three times as much as Robert Downey Jr. did in the original Iron Man. Terrence Howard was a bigger star than Robert Downey Jr. in 2008 when Iron Man came out. He made more money than Robert Downey Jr. But Terrence Howard started acting a fool with his contract negotiations, and Disney / Marvel said, you know what? We can find another brother, probably a better actor. And they did. They found Don Cheadle, and the world kept spinning. Hey, no one is above being replaced.
Is right now all this, you know, canceled Disney. You all, your voices are so minuscule and minute in the face of Disney crossing what? 94 million new subscribers. I promise you, they don't care if you don't watch anymore. Bye.
They already got my money for a year. Okay.
Right.
So me not watching or me even canceling, which I'm not going to do, means nothing. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about what's real and what's not real. Hashtags are not real. Subscribers are real. That's the tease for the next segment. So more on this and the supposed cancel culture and where it begins and ends in media on the other side of the break. This is the Mo Kelly Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now Danny Max has the news.
Health officials are urging Californians to protect their loved ones from the coronavirus by celebrating Valentine's Day virtually this year. The California Republican Party is giving $125,000 to the campaign aimed at...
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. If you're just tuning in, we're continuing our conversation surrounding actress Gina Carano, who I guess signed a deal today with the Daily Wire for a movie project. And if you don't know, Daily Wire is the company created by Ben Shapiro, conservative commentator. And I think there's been a lot of misguided outrage as far as how and why Gina Carano was fired from The Mandalorian. And I'm going to take you back in time. And I mentioned ESPN and what happened with Rush Limbaugh and his comment about Donovan McNabb and black quarterbacks in like 1996 or whatever it was. And that has always been the case with any Disney owned company. They don't want controversy, period. And if you bring controversy to the table, then you're gone. ESPN doesn't like its talent and commentators weighing in on politics. There was the issue with Jemele Hill. She's now gone. There have been issue with other political commentators. If you look up a guy by the name of Paul Shirley, gone. So it's not necessarily whether you're conservative or liberal, right or left. It's just whether you're bringing controversy. I'll give you another example. And I have a lot of friends who used to work at ESPN and still do work at ESPN. That's under that Disney umbrella. If you look at the past 3 or 4 years, much of their talent has left so they can, on both sides of the political spectrum, so they can talk more about politics, because there was an express public dictate where the talent was not supposed to talk about politics, if at all possible. And you had the issue with Colin Kaepernick. And even though that was a sports
topic. It was also a political topic. And a lot of commentators did not feel comfortable. So you had commentators moving from ESPN to Fox Sports. Much of the top talent has left ESPN in the past 5 years because of that, regardless of their political inclinations, to go to Fox Sports. You can talk about Skip Bayless or a Colin Cowherd or even a Will Cain who left ESPN and went to Fox News specifically. So it has to do with the Disney umbrella, not necessarily a preference for a political ideology. And as far as Gina Carano is concerned, I do want to hit this point one more time. You don't have a constitutional right to a part on The Mandalorian. You don't have a constitutional right, protected right, to say whatever you want and not have social consequences for it. Gina Carano is welcome to offer her political opinions and her QAnon-supported theories anytime she likes, but she can't do so expecting that her employer, whomever that may be, is going to accept it. For example, I'm in a job where I'm supposed to weigh in with my opinions, and my employer knows that, yeah, I'll probably talk about politics because that's the nature of my job. But I won't be working for ESPN for that very reason, because the employer gets to decide. And yes, there is a striation as far as what certain talent can do and what lesser talent can do in a sense of stature. I'm quite sure there's some radio hosts who can say some things on the radio that, one, I would never say, never want to say, and two, I couldn't say.
But
I don't have that type of national profile.
Look at how Disney operated and how it went down with Roseanne Barr.
That's ABC. That's right. Exactly.
ABC, Disney. Roseanne was making some very controversial political statements, and she drew a line, but they still welcomed her back. It's when she started targeting people and groups that they said, okay, no,
that's right,
cross the line from political leanings to targeting individuals. Bye.
You know, it's real simple. If you keep it to just your politics, because it wasn't a secret that Roseanne Barr was uber conservative. It's not a secret. But when she started making comments about Valerie Jarrett and Muslims and that kind of thing, that, yes, you're going to get fired. And it's not because you're a conservative. And the thing is, I got to say this, Tuwala. I do notice, and this is anecdotal, the people who are loudest in their complaints about cancel culture, and I'm just talking about my little world, the people who are loudest about cancel culture are some of the same people, I mean, same individuals, who say, Mo, get off KFI. You have no business being there. Mo, you need to go to a black station. I am not kidding or exaggerating. The same people who are loudest in their complaints about, oh my gosh, how can they fire Gina Carano because she's a conservative? Number one, that didn't happen. And number two, those same individuals will say some of the most hateful things to me on Twitter and on my Instagram direct messages, saying that I shouldn't belong for supposedly whatever I believe or however I look. I've been with KFI 9 years. I'm going to tell the truth. 9 years. Tell the truth. On, yep. 9 years on the air.
We have to be honest.
We have to be honest. When you say cancel culture, no. No, I reject that, because the same people who are complaining about cancel culture, I get the worst hate mail from. The worst. And it's not about I disagree with you. It's I want you gone. Gina Carano earned her pink slip. And the dividing line was not her political belief system. It's when she started slandering or making note of specific groups, either gender or racial or what have you. When you start, my word, slandering groups, or you start invoking the Holocaust, 99 times out of 100, you're going to be fired. And you know, the only people who don't get fired are the people who don't matter, who work the deep fryer at McDonald's. They can say just about whatever they want because they're not going to get on anyone's radar. This is the Mo Kelly Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, look, it's a little flying baby with a bow and arrow.
Ah! Kill it with fire!
Yeah, burn!
Happy Valentine's Day.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.